The first reading is a reading from the first book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. But the word of the Lord came to him, "Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord will be passing by." A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. A voice said to him, "Elijah, why are you here?" And he replied, "I have been most zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, but the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." The Lord said to him, "Go, take the road back to the desert near Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king of Aram. Then you shall anoint Jehu, king of Nisha, as king of Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat the Umlite, as the prophet to succeed you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I long to see your face, O Lord. I long to see your face, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Have pity on me and answer me. Of you my heart speaks, you my glance seeks. I long to see your face, O Lord. Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not in anger repel your servant. You are my helper. Cast me not off. I long to see your face, O Lord. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. I long to see your face, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go to Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. And today I could go either way with the homily, right? I could go hard with the Gospel. Cut it off! Cut it off! If you're an income, just get rid of it! Da-da-da. I could do that, or I could spend time on prayer in the first reading. I think I'll spend time on prayer in the first reading. I'm getting older, I'm thinking, is what happens. But anyway, here we learn about what prayer is and how someone enters in. Now, it's so interesting because when God goes to the prophet, he says, "Come up here, wait for me, and I'm going to reveal myself to you." And then there's an earthquake. And God's not in an earthquake. There's a strong wind, and God isn't in the strong wind. Then there's a fire, and God is not in the fire. Today, people are expecting the world to end immediately. They read all this stuff online and all this stuff and all the bad things and all the great. Isn't it interesting? God is not in those things. God is in the whispering sound. And so what we need to do is make ourselves available, as the prophet did, and then listen and wait for God to reveal himself. Because again, he was looking for God in all these big things. And God often speaks to us in whispers. That's why so few people ever hear him. Because you got to make yourself available, create your time in prayer, and then you got to sit and you got to listen. So that when God whispers to you his word, you'll hear it and obey it. So let's not go looking for God all over the place and maybe in this and maybe in that and maybe the world's going to end and there's 3 days of darkness and I'm all afraid. Nice. Make yourself available and listen to God. And then he's going to reveal himself. Got it? Get it? Going to do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us now